Dangana Daga, Dangin Dagawanga. My name is Mima Steve Witters. I'm a descendant of the Anawan people of Armidale in the New England area. And today I stand on my ancestral land where for hundreds of generations and thousands of years, stories, lifestyle, culture, and heritage have been embedded in the land. Each country is defined by the landscape, the topography, the flora, and the fauna. And we on the tablelands of northern New South Wales are known as the high country people or the snow people. For my ancestors, it was a cycle of life, from fire to death to regrowth, from dry, desiccated yellow to lush, succulent green. They were part of the land, and the land was part of them. Anawan storytellers spoke of Kurumbalian, the high country, from where the waters came. They spoke of Alpawan, the low country, where the waters lingered. And then they spoke of Awara, the violently broken country, where the waters fall. And where the waters fall marks the beginning and the end of Anawan country. A welcome to country is a small but very significant gesture. And today, I welcome all of you to the land of my ancestors. A welcome is done in the spirit of goodwill, in the spirit of friendship, to create more understanding and cooperation, and to make sure that people knew not only who they were, but where they were. I hope that as you come here to learn a little about the recent history, that you will also take the time to understand about the not so recent history, which has always been embedded for hundreds of generations over many thousands of years. In welcoming you to the ancestral land of the Anawan people, I pay respect to my elders who have walked before me, to those who walk with me today, and to those Aboriginal and non-Aboriginal who will follow in our footsteps.
So my name's Dave Witters. I'm an Anawan man. I was born and bred here in Armidale. I suppose the privilege of getting told stories over a certain time growing up here by certain elders, and stories that I tend to share and use when I go to schools and teach kids about our local area. And I like to educate people about how we refer to our stories as creation stories. The dreaming or the dream time, which most Australians have heard of, is a concept that's been put onto us by non-Aboriginal people. These stories are real to us, and they relate to where we come from, and they relate to our country and everything that resides around us also. One is called The Two Brothers, and it's a story about these two mischievous boys. Aboriginal people had this really good system and a kinship structure where everyone had to operate by certain rules and laws, and if you didn't, it sort of put a bit of a chaos in amongst the community if you didn't do it. So these two boys, apparently the two brothers, that sort of got into a bit of mischief and got a bit cheeky at times, and they started to take things and, you know, steal things from people. They'd cause a ruckus, you know, they'd be loud and doing things that they just shouldn't be doing. So the elders pulled them up, you know, after a while, and said, look, you need to settle down, you know, because you're starting to cause a bit of chaos, you know, amongst society. And, you know, they brought them back down to the level, and then not too long after that, they started mucking up again. And then done the same, they were stealing things, that, you know, they were going against the rules and the laws, and, you know, just again being mischievous and rude and disrespectful. So the elders pulled them aside again and said, look, you know, this is your second warning now, so we're going to tell you that you need to, you know, settle down, you need to behave yourself and get back on track. To which they did again, but they tried it a third time, repeated the same behaviour and disrupting society and all that stuff that went on. They said, righto, now we're going to punish you because of what you've been doing. So we're going to turn you the older brother, and in our language we call him Irkomba, which means older brother, and Ilbaminda, which is younger brother. So we're going to separate you two. We're going to put you, Irrkomba, just up here to the north of Armidale, which we know as Mount Javel today. And there's a volcanic sort of a mountain just south of Armidale also. And they said, right, you're Ilbaminda, that's where we're going to put you. You can see each other, but if you can't interact with each other, we can't have the disruption and the mischievousness that you've been creating over a certain period of time. So that they sit there today as a bit of a, a warning when our kids muck up. We're going to split you up, we're going to separate you, and put you away where you can't cause trouble and disrespect and be rude. I generally say that, did that really happen? But no, it's a story that our mob created. So we didn't sit around and just dream it up. We created this story that relates to our kinship system because it's part of our landscape that teaches young girls and boys that you can't mess the system up. You're born into a kinship structure. You have to abide by the rules, you have to abide by the laws. And if you don't, you can muck up a whole system that's been operating for, tens of thousands of years. So they're simple creation stories that relate to who we are, where we come from. And I think that's why the language is really so important, a part of that, because the language is one thing that connects us all to a place. Language is a major part of our identity, and whatever language you speak will always take you back to a certain place where you come from. And again, that's why I say we don't have creation stories on sharks, whales or dolphins, because it's not relevant to our environment, to where we come from. So, yeah, and always for me, the foundation of language is the foundation of all our storytelling. If we don't have language, we can't create story. If we can't create story, we can't have dance, and then we can't have music. And then that also relates to our artwork. So the language we start on allows us to tell stories, and that's why storytelling is a really important part of, I think, human life. We tell stories that, keep us going and maintain our histories. Mm.